on 1116 SEN, The Whiteboard.
And it's The Whiteboard with Robert Shaw and Eric Wallace of the North Melbourne Football Club and Jason Holmes of the St Kilda Football Club. Two men who, well, we know that there are differing pathways to an AFL list, but this one is the one chosen by two men most different to any other. First of all, good evening. Good evening, Eric.
How you doing?
I'm doing very well. And good evening, Jason.
How you doing? Nice to meet you.
You gentlemen come from, obviously, the United States of America. Eric, what state are you from?
Where? I'm from North Carolina.
Yep. And Jason?
Chicago.
Now, they're two different cities. I've done a bit of travelling in the United States, and the Windy City, it's sort of second city, isn't it?
Like New York takes the cake, but I'm a bit biased, so.
So you're a deep dish pizza man?
Yeah, definitely.
And do you have your pizza, Eric?
Well, I lived in Chicago for 4 years, so.
Okay, so there you go. So you know how to eat deep dish pizza. There you go. We've got the background all sorted. It's a story that some people have heard, but it's well worth a short retell. Eric, when were you first exposed to the notion of playing Australian rules football? How did you find out about the opportunity?
It all came about, just finishing up college basketball. This was about, 2012. And just looking to go and keep being a professional athlete, you know, get paid to play basketball or football, whatever. And I explored playing NFL, and I was going to try for the San Diego Chargers, but never got out to San Diego or to try with the scout. But my agent heard about AFL looking to expand its regions to the USA, officially, to have a combine in LA. And, I just kept him in my back pocket, and August came around, and still I had some good jobs to go over to Europe to play basketball, but, nothing was concrete, so I took a free trip to L.A., kicked the footy, met, Ty Kennelly, some of the guys on there, Mick Ablett of the AIS Academy, and, they invited me out to the real combine, and rest was history. A month later, Brad in the North Melbourne Kangaroos called me in 10-day trial, and they handed me a jersey.
Now, Eric, when your manager said to you there's a professional sports opportunity playing Australian rules football, did you check the calendar? Did you think it was April the 1st? Did you have any idea what he was talking about?
I had a slight idea because I'd seen it on TV briefly. Expecting to see soccer on the when I was looking through the channels, it said Australian football. I thought it'd be soccer, but I flipped to the channel and saw a highlight of a Specky and about 40 guys on the field, and the field was oval. So this is not what I thought it was. But when he told me about it, he actually mentioned a fan favorite, Nick Natanui, similar 6'8", a freakish athlete, just similar build to myself, and just pointed out the fact that he's playing the game, and, it's kind of out of his element, but, it could be an avenue for you, so kept him in mind, here I am 3 years later.
I presume, Jason, you'd never met. When did you two first meet? What was the base of your conversation? I gather you came out. Did you come out here independently yourself as young single men? And when did you get together and discuss your journey?
I think by the time we met, it was July in Sydney. AFL flew E down to see us training. I think we had two other Americans. We were training under Paul Ruse on the Swans Academy for 3 weeks, and they brought him down, and we talked. We had lunch, and just kind of went over the journey and how things have gone since been getting picked up. But up until that point, I'd seen the AFL Combine, the USAFL Combine, had already created a video with E in it, so I've already seen him a few times. Looked up all the stuff on YouTube, and was just really excited to meet someone who I wanted to model myself after. Just being a college basketball player and try to do the same thing and come play footy.
Was it a similar dynamic? We know that position that was canvassed for, that Eric took the offer up to go to the combine, is that the same way that you came to Aussie Rules?
Yeah, it was. I got an email about it from Jonathan Giovanni, who runs Draft Express, and that's who the AFL hired to find potential ruckman. And initially didn't really pay too much attention to it because I was still trying to look to play basketball overseas, And it's actually funny. It was April 1st when I got the call from Jonathan Giovanni. So I thought it was a joke, and I wasn't sure if it was really what was going on was actually happening. One of my coaches, Brian Ellis, gave him my number. Just said any opportunity to play professional sports. Watched the videos, saw the Nat Nui highlight, and pretty similar. Went to the combine in L.A. And then just stuck with it when I went home. Played for the USAFL amateur team in Chicago, the Chicago Swans, and then went out to Sydney for 3 weeks. And you know, a few months later in October, I go to the combine. Saints picked me up there.
What did your family think about all of this? You guys are college basketballers. There's obviously a mindset. Family would have thought, okay, we might lose our boys overseas playing basketball. What did they think when you said you were going to play Aussie rules?
I think for me, definitely growing up in America and playing collegiate sports, you're always traveling anyway. So around 17 or 18, I went off to college in Ohio, which is 7 hours away from home. So, and then from there, I transferred to Chicago, which is 12 hours away from home, and I was there for 4 years. But after that, after graduating there, I went to Seattle, which is on the opposite side of the country. So I guess my family was kind of used to me being away. But the, idea of Aussie rules football was very foreign, in a literal sense. And, I think they were just behind me, the fact that, it was something that was new, it was interesting, it was compelling, it was different, not many Americans that taking this route and not on an official route, prior to, your Shea McNamara's and guys like that. But, this was a first, so it was kind of interesting.
I'm interested in the coaching. You can both answer this. You went to the combine and I presume you did the normal physical test, yeah. Leap and the shuttle and all that sort of thing. Part one, when were you handed a football? Who handed it to you? And what is – I'm intrigued about the coaching of you guys. A different shape to a basketball. You can do some magic things with the basketball, but this is an unusual – thing we play with, the oval football. What was the first thing your coaches tried to impress upon you about our football?
Well, I'll just say I still have my first footy that I ever got in 2012 in LA. So I've held on to that this whole time and haven't even kicked it since. So it's going to be a souvenir of mine. So.
No, I mean, are they teaching you ball handling, like marking, handball, or the kicking? Which basic did they really focus on with you, Josh?
Yeah, the first one, I had Paul Hudson as my development coach, so naturally kicking was the first thing he wanted to get his hands on. So there's actually a photo, I think, on Google I find funny. It's him showing me how to kick, and I still haven't shed about 6 kilos of basketball fat, and I'm just looking at him how to kick, and it just takes me back to the day when I really had no clue what the heck I was doing.
It's interesting for both of you guys, when you started playing Australian rules football, the curiosity factor was high. So people obviously wanted to know, who are these guys? What can they bring to the game? And the thing that first of all became, I think, obvious to everybody, your basketball background, even though there's not a lot of tip-offs in basketball, the ability in the ruck to actually... You seem to have a different philosophy to rucking, which is great. It's actually to palm the ball to somebody. It's not just tapping for tap's sake. I've seen both of you, and it's very much a part of your makeup, isn't it? To try and actually palm the ball to advantage, which is the best way to ruck.
I think it comes from, definitely being like a power forward or a center in basketball, a position that me and Jason both played. Being able to box out and know where a rebound is going to come off the rim is very important to getting rebound numbers. So, just taking that into a ruck contest, I think the conventional ruck technique is wrap up, and tap it down to the ground wherever you can get it.
Yep.
But I think, a lot of ruckmen today, even Todd Golsing, I see him do it a lot, just having a lot more control as to putting your body in the right position and, finding the drop zone and putting it to a place where your mids can actually use it in advantage. So
now you played with a ruckman who was the champion
yeah.
of such behaviour, Simon Madden.
Mm.
But between Madden and the Natanui and Goldstein, and rucking really is improved in the last few years. We've had a lot. We had a long period of just ruck to for yardage almost when Keating was doing his work for Brisbane Shorey. And so it's good to see maybe the influence, as we spoke in the first hour, of other sports having a good effect on ruck work.
Well, and we're seeing really strong relationships develop. Obviously, the boys have spoken about Natanui. His relationship with Shuey was highlighted today on radio. Goldstein is really tapping smart, no doubt about that. And there's still the influence of a number one ruckman, you know, when you consider that Goldstein, he might get pipped by the Fifes and Mitchells and these sort of blokes, but he's certainly a leading candidate for the Brownlow medal, and the importance of a ruckman. And it's just back. so great for these blokes. I just want to ask the boys, what... still developing, you're still in the embryonic stage of your football development. The most difficult thing to command or to understand or to comprehend on our football field for you boys?
Probably for me, it's still protecting the drop zone, I think, and contested marking.
Yeah.
Just the confidence to go to crash packs and how to protect my own body is the one thing I really want to get taken care of, because seeing as tall as we are, that's can be a crucial aspect to your game, you know, down the line, and that's probably the main thing that I want to get right now.
And you don't have an instinct. Being instinctively basketballers, you don't expect after you've made a contest for somebody to clean you up, as we say in Australian rules football. And conversely, Jason, I saw your early football, and being a St Kilda supporter, I watched Sandringham more closely than other VFL teams, even though I try and watch a bit of VFL. Mm-hmm. And I just want to say, we've got Jason Holmes and Eric Wallace in the studio. Jason, your development, your curve, learning curve has been steep and impressive. It really has been. Mm-hmm. Those early games, two or three of those early games, the one part of your game that looked most fish out of water to me was your tackling. And I think some of it was sort of with 2 feet planted on the ground.
Yeah.
I don't know whether you were concerned maybe of getting the ball and travelling, or wouldn't that be a funny concept? I can't take too many steps. But you've obviously put a lot of work into your tackling.
Yeah.
And you learn. I imagine you learn early on.
Even if you're
the tackler, if you don't do it properly, you can get badly hurt.
Yep.
Tackling people. So that looked like it needed work, and you've done it.
It's just intent. It's one of the things we go over quite a bit when we're looking at our tackling, and you know, and you keep getting reminded you're the biggest bloke on the field, so you know, show it.
Yeah, we'll come back and we'll talk about various elements of life in Australia, the actual sport of Australian rules. If one of your friends rang you up, and I'm sure you speak to them. Do people still ring each other? If you're texting or Skyping or whatever,
I've been trying to figure out how to do this in under 30 seconds. For 3 years.
Yeah.
I don't think I can do it.
I'm saying, so they say, what's this game like? What's going on down there?
I think I say it's a team of 18 NFL punters running from each other, trying to tackle each other while kicking in between
the upright. That's very funny. 40 words, yeah.
I think in the NFL, punters have a bit of a reputation for being the less physical footballers on the field. I remember... was it Bennett or Graham who tackled somebody once and they almost had a national holiday? But
no, it was Bennett.
Yeah, he laid a tackle.
Yeah, I reckon he was the punter. I think his punt got intercepted, rolled out to the right, picked up by the opposition. So you had the punter sprinting after. That's just a no-no, is it? Yep. That just doesn't happen. Sprinting off and laying a big tackle.
I think he tackled, and I think Rock Anthony... Sav Rocker actually ironed somebody out, didn't he? He bumped him, which was, but what's he doing? So what would you, Jason, when they ask you about Aussie rules football, what do you say about it?
I'd probably just keep it simple and say it's like rugby combined with soccer.
Oh, that's really simple.
I feel like it's funny as it sounds, yeah, but I've had teammates describe it in the States of people as water polo mixed with equestrian as well. So just... It's just hard. It's really hard to explain. People ask, how's rugby going? I'm like, Yeah, it's good.
Give him a YouTube address.
Yeah, I usually do. I give him Big Hits AFL 2012.
Oh,
I think.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Man.
Yeah.
Do you love playing the game? You see, we grew up with it. You were a league footballer like Robert Shaw or just a heck in the park like myself. We all loved playing the game. It's a fun game to play in as much as you can jump on people, you can to try and take a mark. There's not many sports where that goes on, and I think there's a lot of freedom of expression in Australian rules football. Yep. You can use your hands, unlike soccer, and of course in the NFL there's so many rigid positional requirements that some players never touch the ball. So do you actually like playing the game? Is it fun?
Yeah, I think the enjoyment of the game right now, definitely right now, is the fact that we're still so new to it. From week in, week out, we can actually see a huge improvement as opposed to, you know, some guys have been playing for 20 years now. So it's like the improvement is very minuscule. For me, it's like, okay, I actually did this way better than I did 2 weeks ago. Or last week, I struggled with this, and now it's, you know, because the learning curve is so steep, you see the improvement from week in to week out. So that's where you get the enjoyment. You can hang your hat on the fact that you're improving so quickly. The fact that you just started 3 weeks ago, or 3 years ago, so.
I'd probably like to touch on this after that. We've got a break coming up.
We've got to take a break. Shall we take the break?
Yeah.
You know, the first American experiment was an Essendon player.
Yes, Dwayne
Armstrong.
Strong.
Now, I had the great...
He kicked the ball.
I had the great privilege of being shown the footage of that. There was footage of it. Pardon me. The first ever American to come and play our game was Dwayne Armstrong, who I think does some work back the other way, training up Australians to play NFL, I think.
We're talking over 15 years ago.
Yep.
Well over 15 years.
They were playing at the Punt Road Oval, ground you probably be familiar with, and Essendon had kicked a point. He played for Essendon, they were playing Richmond. Essendon kicked a point, and Dwayne, being a polite, really nice guy, jumped over the fence, picked up the ball, and then the Richmond players realised that he's going to kick the ball in for them. And one of their players, he's a good kick, he's really strong, very muscular, Dwayne. One of the Richmond players was 50 metres, right on the 50-metre arc, just said, "Hey, hey," and he hit him perfectly, and the guy just ran off with the ball. Oh, and the umpire didn't, nobody knew what to do, and it was play on. So he did the kicking in duties for the wrong team.
Oh, wow.
We're going to take a break. Well, I've got to say, the American experiment has come a long way since then. In the studio, Jason Holmes of St Kilda, Eric Wallace of North Melbourne. You can send some SMSs through if you've got some questions for the boys. Are you familiar with... Now, this is... I guess it's part of ice hockey and NFL, but have you been in any brawls? Any melees? Have you copped a few?
Yeah, I've been in a couple. Last year I had some pretty good ones. The boys had taught me the jumper punch, so
try to
slide that into my game every now and then. Yeah. So,
isn't that crazy? Are there some things you think, why do they allow that? I mean, yeah, you're not allowed to punch somebody, but if you've got the jumper, you can punch them. So, we had a little brawl on Saturday night at half time, Essendon versus your boys, Eric. And
much love there.
Now, back in the day, the commentators would absolutely go berserk. Oh, well, if you don't mind, and really build up to something special. I think Bruce McAvaney was about, the old juices were flowing, and then something must have clicked. Political correctness kicked in at the last minute. Yeah. Have a listen to this as we go to the break.
Started out as a little spot fire, has turned into a big one.
Yep.
Nothing. A couple of old St Kilda teammates having a bit to say to each other.
She's still going here. It's flared again. I mean, Hibbert, they're really into it here. Hibbert and Garner, have a look at this. This is not good at all.
Might be good for North Melbourne.
Welcome back. Hey, the guys that are in the studio, Jason Holmes and Eric Wallace, are going... Well, certainly Jason. Do you play golf, Jason?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, we're going to get some balls for you. Got some good tailor-made balls floating around here somewhere. Nice. Well, it should be on the floor. I was mishitting a few only half an hour ago. Eric, do you play golf?
Oh, yeah, I play.
Oh, great. Yeah. So the guys are going to go home and watch the golf, and you have to be sort of reminded they're American, because Jason was saying, I'd love to see the amateur win, but And then I thought he was going to say Jason Day, but of course, you know, Jordan Spieth would be a great story.
Yeah, it would.
And what would? How about the hype then for the USPGA? If he won the three, heading into the USPGA, that would be something else. Bad start for your boy there, Streb. Just missed a three-footer. I'm not going to... A lot of good American
golfers. Now, boys, can I take you right back? You know, I've never been to where you... I've been to the United States on various trips and all that sort of thing, but never to your particular areas. Can you just give us an insight of growing up, you know, in your area, with your mates, your high school? Easy, hard, tough? What sort of upbringing when you were real kids?
Well, for me, growing up in North Carolina was it's just easy, laid back.
Yeah.
My parents put me into a private school when I was really young. They really wanted me to get a good education. Education was really important for my mom and dad. So then from there, I just started playing basketball, football, soccer, whatever sport I wanted to. But I got serious around 8th and 9th grade. Really wanted to just play basketball. That was it. Then I started to really tap into, I guess, my athleticism, my talents, and get serious about the game. So it was good.
Mom and dad both had to work?
Yeah, mom and dad just worked. And just provided me everything I needed, me and my little sister. So
fantastic.
You know, greatest parents ever. I do this for them outside of myself. So I just thank you for, you know, how
same
far they
same story,
taken
Josh,
me
for you?
Yeah,
or?
Pretty similar.
Yeah.
Real good living, I think, just the suburbs of Chicago, and was able to play. My parents worked so hard to get us to, I have three brothers at the time, I've got two younger sisters as well now, but, you know, to get us all to baseball, basketball, track, soccer, football, all the sports we were playing, they've done well there. Played whatever I wanted as a kid, still played three sports in high school, knowing basketball is probably what I was going to play in college, but yeah, it was a good childhood.
Your dad was a very good basketballer as well, wasn't he, Jason? He played top college basketball.
Paul University.
Yeah. He went to Eric's old alma mater.
Yeah,
that's where I went. Back in the day when they were ranked number one in the nation. So,
did they retire his singlet? Was he like the best? Is he famous there, Eric?
He's good. Yeah, I knew who he was. I was glad to meet him when he came out to Australia.
Your dad's been there. So has your family been there?
Oh, yeah. No, they've come twice now. They'll be out in about a month and a half now. Again.
And the clubs are really good at looking after them. I think both North Melbourne and St Kilda and any club, Collingwood when Shay McNamara was here, are acutely aware this is a long way from home.
Yeah.
And the clubs need to take almost a parental role, and they have. I think in both cases, unless you can tell us to the contrary, that you've been well looked after by your two clubs.
Yeah, North is North have been great. Ever since I got here, just taking care of what I needed. They realize we're talking about a 20-hour flight just to get across the water and 6 hours to get home again. So that's 26 hours. So they really understand that's it's a big effort, and North has really stepped up and making the transition be about footy. Focus on footy and we'll take care of everything else. So that's good.
And Jason, I know your dad made a big splash when he was here. He was very popular around the club. So hopefully he'll return, family will return. But
it
sounds like, from what I heard, really enjoyed himself on his trip to St Kilda and of course to Melbourne and then to be part of the St Kilda setup.
Yeah, it kind of takes him back to his days when he played overseas. I think he had a car that they rented a car when he was here this past trip, and I think kind of nostalgic for him and my mom to kind of just go about the city when I'm at training and kind of explore for themselves like they used to do. So they love it when they come down. They'll come down as many times as they can. It's good.
You got a brother who plays in the NFL, Andre.
Yep.
So, gee, it's a very different world, isn't it? I've got a feeling that the rookie salary in the AFL is a little bit different to startup salaries in the NFL.
Yeah, the minimum, I think, is, it's pretty good. It's still six figures. So.
And he's been through a number of systems, hasn't he, before finally settling at Oakland and starting to play some football.
Yep.
A lot of clubs pass through.
Yeah, I think he got picked up undrafted free agent of Minnesota. And then went to the Cowboys, started on the practice squad, and was able to get put on the list, and then had a year there, and then ended up going to Oakland, where he had a pretty good year.
Yeah, it's great.
Pretty good couple of years, so hopefully this year is the same, and just keep playing.
They're a crazy team, aren't they, Oakland?
They used to be.
The black hole's still strong, though. The fans there, they're still intense, so, yeah.
Eric, are you a video analysis man, and I'll ask this both of you, or as part of your learning process, do you go to live football?
It's a lot of video analysis. Ever since I got here, I brought my own laptop, and after every game, I literally have every single game I played on my own laptop, and I go through it with a coach, go through it by myself, and go through it sometimes with Goldie, just getting some feedback on what I can do better, what I did well, what I didn't do well. So a lot of video analysis and a lot of live action learning, just seeing what other guys are doing, what Goldie's doing, what Madge is doing, what you know, guys on the other team, what Jason does. So just learning from anywhere.
So you don't go to the footy yourself, like?
Oh,
so
yeah. I go to the footy, yeah, yeah, when I can, but you know,
when you can.
Who do you bang
when
for?
I can.
you know there are players who play in the AFL who obviously get drafted and grew up barracking for various sides. Well, I know a couple of players, and I won't name them, who play AFL football and, of course, are totally invested in the team they play for. But during the finals, if their team's not in the finals, they revert back to the supporter of the other team. They go, yeah, come on. I watched a game of football with one such person in last year's finals. Mm-hmm. You're only as good as your last game of football. Jason, did you beat your opponent last weekend?
I think it was pretty even.
Eric, did you beat your opponent?
Yeah, I beat him.
You came up against each other, didn't you? Sandringham were playing Werribee.
Yep. Yeah,
it was good. What was that like?
It was pretty exciting. I think last time we played, you were at Ballarat last year, and we really didn't see much of each other, I think, but we were both number one ruckmen for this game, and got the match up for a solid four quarters, so it was good.
Yeah. Did you get either of you, did ruckmen like getting their knees up into the other ruckman's ribs and... You know, giving them
who won that one?
Oh well,
who got up higher and meaner?
Oh, he corked me a couple times, but
not that.
I don't know if that would constitute him getting on top of me in the center bounce.
You see, it's good that you use Aussie terms as well. That when you go back to America at the end of the season, or when the journey, all football journeys come to an end. Hopefully, it's after you've played 100, 200 games of senior football. And I'm sure somebody like Mike Pike is a great inspiration because it doesn't matter where you come from, it's where you end up. Mm-hmm. And it's not just about getting a game. It's about being a key player in a premiership for Mike.
Yep.
So when the journey's over, you're going to have all these terms, all these Australian expressions that people back home won't understand. I mean, they wouldn't know what a corky is, would they?
No. I don't think I've ever had a corky until I got here. I played a couple hundred basketball games. Like,
what are they called? Horsey?
Charlie Horse.
I was going to say,
what?
Johnny Horsey. Charlie Horse. The old Charlie Horse.
Already go home and say things, even on the phone, calling back family and friends, and like massage. I say massage, and my dad kills me every time. Even when I say massage, he just thinks it's the funniest thing. And, already so much that we've picked up.
I think they would even say that you're starting to pick up a bit of an accent. Wouldn't that be funny? I mean,
I think Jason's Aussie is better than mine. I'll get on the phone with him and he'll end the conversation. All right, cheers, mate.
Mate, come on.
Listen to this, boys. You'd be up with it and reading the papers, and it's been a big discussion point on every show of SEN. So off the SMF, I think it's very funny. Can you ask the boys if they've got any idea how to beat Hawthorn? Everyone else has had a go.
How do we stop Hawthorn? Well, there might be something that they see that is with new eyes, not obvious to the rest of us. Have they got any flaws?
In Brad Scott, I trust. He's beat him before. He can beat him again.
Well, it's interesting because last year that was North's best win. I reckon,
that was a great game.
I reckon under Brad Scott, it was a great game. Hawthorn tried what they tried this year and sort of got away with it. They tried to rough up North after half time, and mm-hmm. They didn't get away with it. North need to maybe look at that DVD, find their mojo again. Let's talk about the two clubs, because you're part of two football clubs. It's not all about you. It is on this show. St Kilda, young developing team.
Yep.
Last year, it was hard. It was hard for players, coaches, supporters. The whole, everybody knew that there was something developing, but this season, it's really taken hold. And it must be amazing when you get new guys come to a club. Obviously, Paddy McCartan. You've played a lot of footy with Paddy and Hugh Goddard, for example. Tell us a little bit about them, because if they can add what St Kilda fans hope that they will add, given that Sinclair, Loney and McKenzie have come from nowhere to be senior players, the club will go places. You've seen a lot of... Start off with Hugh Goddard.
Yeah, Huey is from what I'd imagine, I think, is similar to BJ. Just they love their footy, and they work so hard. Just to see how much Huey's impressed since the start of the year is unbelievable. He holds it down for us down back with a few other backmen as well. But just so excited to see how much he's progressed in the past few months. Very professional.
And he's pretty courageous. I've seen of him, when it's his turn to go, he goes.
Yeah.
And that's one thing about Australian rules. You can't play without courage, any level.
Yep.
And that's actually a great effort by these two guys, isn't it, Shorey? From a non-Aussie rules background, I'm not saying basketball isn't a tough game, but it's a 360-degree game, get hit in Aussie rules football. So.
Well, that's the thing. When I asked the very first question about what were you taught first, it's so hard to learn the 360 game, spatial awareness, blokes coming at them from left, right and centre. I'm just really intrigued how their game has been developed. I just want to ask both of you, confidently, Eric, there's Goldstein, there's Majak, there's Brown, so there is a queue. Jason, you've got Longer. Who else, Viney? Hickey.
Well, Hickey's, they're trying to play him a bit forward, and a guy called Lewis Pierce.
Are you ready to go? Are you ready to go? Could you do this? And I'm not being disrespectful. If your ruckman fall over, are you ready to go, boys?
Well,
could you do it at this level now?
Well, Americans have been known to be arrogant.
No. They're also confident.
Yeah. I always call it confidence.
Yeah.
The first game I got out, I didn't know what I was doing. Because Northern Blues at Vizzy Park, my very first game 3 years ago. I was like, okay, just put me out there. If I mess up, I mess up.
Yeah.
But I'm going to give you everything I got. So that's been my mindset ever since every game I've stepped on the field. If one of the guys went down, God forbid, Goldie in great form. Hopefully he plays the rest of the year and gets to Brownlow. But, Brownie, Matt steps in. If it's my turn, it's my turn. Yeah, I got to go. So that's why I'm here, to play AFL footy.
Yeah, you bet.
So, if it's my turn tomorrow, I'll lace him up and be ready to go. So.
Yeah, no, I was hoping you'd say that because I thought you could have said, look, I still need another preseason. I need to learn. You're same with you, Jase?
Yeah.
You're into it if you got the call Thursday night.
He'd be rucking for Essendon, I guarantee.
Well, that's a point.
He would be. If these guys were at Essendon, you'd be playing AFL football as we speak.
Thank you. You
played against Essendon in the NAB Challenge, didn't you?
Yep. That's actually what I was going to say. I think... I was able to get a couple games in at AFL level, just the speed of the game. The first quarter, I reckon it was a bit like it was just a whirlwind.
Yeah.
But going to that second quarter in that Brisbane game, everything settled. And then I remembered I'm just playing footy again. And I think one of the early issues I would have imagined would have been one of my problems, just being able to run out a full game. But my fitness is that much better than last year's. And I'm confident that I can compete and help the team win a game whenever they need me.
They're ready, mate.
And don't worry about Brownlow's for Goldstein. How about Liston for Jason or Eric? I guarantee Jason's got plenty of votes. I don't know whether you have had as much game time, but they go, a good ruckman in the VFL is still highly respected. Maybe not at AFL level, but in the VFL, they get votes.
Have you, you would have got some calls from some mates or some junior clubs or maybe even senior clubs around. Have you put the basketball trunks on? You've had a game or you're not allowed to?
I haven't.
You got a local club? You go and play with your mates?
I literally haven't played basketball in since I got here.
Yeah, right.
It's been all footy.
It's all footy, mate, and it's all go.
I'm a footballer now.
I like the way Jason said, I reckon. You reckon? I reckon you're both about 6 months away from, g'day, how are you, mate? A break, and when we come back, we'll continue this. Well, I'm just loving it, and so are our listeners. I'll read out some SMSs shortly. Oh, by the way, question off the SMS for you, Eric. Being from North Carolina, you a NASCAR fan?
No.
Good. A break, and when we come back, well, they do. They just go round and round and round. I mean, if you want to see traffic, there's some out the window. A break, and when we come back, more of Jason Holmes and Eric Wallace. Welcome back. Jason Holmes and Eric Wallace are in the studio. Of course, there is a Collingwood play. We spoke about Shane McNamara that caused a real buzz at the combine, fellas. Big Mason Cox, he's as tall as Aaron Sanderlands, and potentially, well, everybody wants to find the next Sanderlands. How do you reckon he's tracking in terms of his football future? Is he picking the game up? Because he's certainly got good size.
Yeah, he's picked. I think our learning curve was pretty quick, but his is pretty steep. I played against him a few weeks ago, and his ability to read the ball in the air, his endurance, and how quick he is at ground level, it's going to be huge after he gets a couple, like another season, you know, just the rest of the season under his belt. Yeah.
I think you call it trash talking. We call it sledging. There's a lot of talk goes on the footy field, and I imagine some of it would relate to your lack of knowledge of the rules or lack of understanding. I mean, we've got to be pretty careful both ways what is said on a football field now, but there's plenty of funny stuff said
Jason,
too.
Jason had a shot at goal on Saturday.
Yeah,
I don't know if you heard what I said.
Nah, I didn't. I didn't. But
I basically just yelled, he hadn't kicked the ball long enough, so it's definitely going to be a spray left. And yeah, you sprayed it left.
Well, the problem is you guys have the small sticks in the VFL. Like, hey, it's throwing me off. I'm like, I just got to punch it through for you and just kick straight.
Yeah, short sticks are hard to kick to.
I'm just like,
that's Matthew Richardson's theory. Do you know what his theory actually was?
What was that?
Matthew Richardson said when they brought in the tall goal sticks, hey, I'm Australian, goalposts. it made the goals look narrower, which is it's an optical fact. It's a fact of mathematics. But then again, he said it shouldn't really matter because he was missing them from the goal square. So it didn't really matter how tall they were. I want to fire some quick ones at you. And Shorey, you can be part of this too because Shorey came from Tassie.
No, I don't want to be part of it. I want to listen to the boys.
But I'm interested to know, when you left home, for all you guys, and this will be put it into context, when you left home to come and play footy in Melbourne, what did you miss the most? What did you think you were going to miss the most, and what did you miss the most?
Ooh. I know what I missed the most, and that would have been just really unhealthy food. At the start, like, it was, you just didn't have to worry about what you ate, and that was fun. And now you get used to it, but I think that was probably, I'm not sure what I think I would have missed the most. It probably would have been that.
Let's say, because
Chicago winters.
Oh, I definitely don't miss those.
So this is good for you, degree.
This is cold. My hands are numb almost every day.
But this is not cold.
Not to what I'm used to. But playing in it is a different story. So
yeah, it's cold out there. real cold. Hey, all right, food-wise, that's always a good kicking-off point. Have you been able to get the sort of food that you enjoy in the States here? I've got to say, I love barbecue and I love soul food, so we've just got a developing scene here. There's actually a place down the road here called Mother's Barbecue, which is not too bad, but are you guys fans of barbecue?
Yeah. Haven't had it in... And I think fried chicken is what I miss more than anything.
I've got a place for you. There's a place on Chapel Street.
Yep.
I had fried chicken there the other day, but won't be like you get back home.
Well, I don't eat it now. It's just...
Oh, yeah, you're not allowed to eat it. So.
Yeah, I can find it, but...
So do you want to come and watch me or Shorey? That might satisfy you.
That'll get done, yeah.
In terms of what you do for entertainment, now, back home, you would have been playing some basketball, college, et cetera, et cetera. How do you let your hair down here? How do you relax in Australia, as compared to back home, maybe that might be different?
It's not a big difference for me. It's usually a movie or, I'm pretty eclectic, so I'll sit down and play piano now and then, or go play golf. So,
now that is nice.
I do a lot of different things, so, yeah.
And what, you're not playing the piano, Jason?
Nah, not playing the piano, but definitely enjoy going to see a movie or lately, I usually call my family on my off day, but I golf instead. So, pretty much that. Just relax, watch TV. Yeah.
Now, if you did get the boat, it's called Meat Mother. It's down right down here on Swan Street. It's okay. Very good. Did you come? Did you have a girlfriend or girlfriends or partners when you left? Not partners each. Yep. I mean, this is the collective. Jason, did you have a partner? And Eric, did you have a partner when you were in America?
Yeah,
that came with you all?
No, it was just me.
Free agent.
Yep.
Uncontracted.
Uncontracted free agent.
Yeah. Unrestricted.
Unrestricted.
That's what it is. Unrestricted free agency. What do you think of girls in Melbourne?
Good people.
Great. See, I've never heard them described as good people. But
lovely people.
Yeah. I'm taken now, so.
So you've got a girlfriend?
Yeah.
An Aussie girl?
Yeah.
Hey, could you, either of you, imagine staying here, living in Australia?
But I mean, there's a reason Melbourne has voted number one livable city in the world. So
yeah, because we all voted. Bit,
yeah.
And so it stacks up all right.
Yeah.
Have you ever wondered about those surveys? You've got to survey the people that are living there.
I wonder a little bit.
Yeah. What's the most livable city in the world? Tehran. How would I know what?
Tehran.
I'm not asking the people on King Street traffic, so. Very livable.
When you came to Australia, what was the strangest thing that, the most unusual thing of Australian or Melbourne life that struck you? And also, did you expect to see kangaroos in the street? Or at least at the footy ground?
I expected to see more kangaroos than I have.
You play for them. You see.
Yeah. But the only time I've seen kangaroos is when I'm out, I guess, about an hour away on the golf course. But, yeah, I expect to see a little kangaroo here and there. But
if your family comes here, both of you, if you've got family that comes here and you sort of think they expect to see kangaroos but they're not going to, after the break, I'm going to tell you how to blow their mind with real kangaroos. Jason Holmes, Eric Wallace, the whiteboard has been a ripper tonight. We'll come back and wrap it up after the break.
Here he is. Oh, here's Holmes. From Loney's kick. Holmes is going to hold on and they will get around him now, that's for sure.
How good's that?
Jason Holmes, the American, big tall ruckman, had a full year of VFL last year. And what a start for him in season 2015.
There you go. Doesn't get better than that. Well, actually, at the time I thought Jason Holmes kicking a goal for St Kilda against Essendon, that's not an easy thing to do. But a couple of weeks ago, I realised it's a bloody easy thing to do. It's just kicking up. He didn't bite. Robert, you're not biting?
No, I'm reading the longest, I'm reading the longest SMS I've ever read.
That's a book.
It's we'll a dead get back to book. That later.
But we have had two great guests in the studio.
What a story. A couple of stories.
What a first couple of chapters.
Chapter, ah.
The story is still to be told. And gentlemen,
they are ready to go.
They are ready mentally to go. And they have absolutely got the skill set to step out on an AFL field. That, I'd say, hand to heart. Opportunities present. It's how they take them. So to you first, Eric, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
And we're just going to keep an eye on you. Of course, the journey into blue and white stripes will be a great one. And same to you, Jason.
Yeah, thanks.
I think you've got a new legion of fans. So thanks a lot.
Right
on, next
boy.
Time you're rucking, so and next time you play against each other, Jason, get that Werribee or North Melbourne player. Thanks a lot, Shorey. That was brilliant.
Jumper punch. I'm so glad they've learnt it.
Aren't we a wonderful teaching people?